It's TLD.
Yeah.
Four-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
Folks, it's phenomenal what I do. You get to lay on TLD.
Why everything, Dennis? I'm TLD. Brand new deals that we have at TLD Russell.
What up, ladies and gentlemen? This is a new thing for this Wednesday night. It's called Shooting with TLD. I am TLD, the host of this show. Wanted to take a little bit of a half hour out of your day to talk about a couple things that are going on in my mind. And we had a great show last night for PWP Radio. It was a wonderful time talking about Money in the Bank and, you know, TNA and all the other good stuff that's going on. But I wanted to talk about some other things that are going on in the world. And since I don't get a chance to kind of talk about it, I'm going to talk about it right now. That's why it's called Shooting with TLD, which means I shoot on things. Not literally with a gun, but shooting. We're going to talk about the topic I chose today. It was called Backyard Wrestling. And if you want to call in, and if you do backyard wrestling for a living and make no money for it, call in at 760-888-5749. You can get your stuff on the air or your shit, whatever you want to call it. I wanted to do this because coming up this Saturday, I'm going to be part of my final wrestling appearance. It's called Brookwood 4 Wrestling, brookwood4.com, as we are hosting a live show for the audiences here in New Jersey and Morganville. Anybody who is from New Jersey and wants to come out and support us for our final show, it's $10. I'm sure most of you are working. You can afford it. You can come out and enjoy a wonderful evening of pro wrestling. But we weren't always in the pro circuit. We actually came from the backyard. That's right, the backyard wrestling days. And I know what you're all thinking right now. You must have used a lot of stupid shit, like I used chairs and lamps and ladders and all that stupid crap that like basically scars your body for the rest of your life. But nope, that was not what B4W was about. B4W was all about storylines, about characters, and about having a good time with family and friends. And that's really what it came down to being. It wasn't always about the pro wrestling. Because we'll be the first ones to admit, the wrestling isn't always the greatest in the world. It wasn't always about the pro wrestling. It was about the story. It was about the chemistry. It was about the heart that we put into the show. We're going to do that coming up this Saturday. But before we talk about Saturday, let's talk about backyard wrestling. The reason why I wanted to talk about this was backyard wrestling has always been considered one of the most violent and stupidest ideas that you could ever do. Why would any parent allow their 14, 13-year-old kid to go into a backyard, throw glass on the ground, and hit your body with it? Because it's probably the stupidest idea that ever came out. Now, of course, ECW caused all that shit to happen. They allowed chairs and, you know, insane moves and, you know, bloody and, you know, it was just like, and you have scars for life. If you look at a lot of the ECW guys, look at their foreheads. Look at their bodies. Look how scarred up they are from all that, you know, stuff they did, which was unbelievable to me. So I wanted to get my thoughts out on backyard wrestling, how I perceive it to be, you know, the goods, the bads, everything that's going on. Well, let's talk some backyard wrestling. So the first thing I wanted to do was look up backyard wrestling on the real encyclopedia called Wikipedia, because no one buys an encyclopedia anymore. It has nothing in it. At least you have real sources like backyard wrestling. So I wanted to look it up and see what exactly, you know, a backyard wrestling federation really is. And I got this off Wikipedia, and it's called BYB, which I got BYB, I guess, would stand for backyard wrestling. It's also referred to as yarding or backyarding in a controversial underground hobby involving 12 to 30-year-old males and usually untrained practices of professional-style wrestling, typically in a low-budget environment. Well, that's pretty much right. Doesn't seem anything more obvious than that, but if you're a 40-year-old man and you're doing some backyard wrestling, you got a fucking problem. That's all I got to say. I don't know how your wife or your kids could ever let you go out there. Now, I'm talking about the hardcore stuff, because I'm going to talk about something like that a little bit down the line. But, man, that stuff is crazy to think that you would do that. But you know what? It's pretty much right. A low-budget environment, which pretty much means a backyard, or a ring that you built yourself, or just the fucking ground, whatever you want to do. And pretty much it's a way of trying to get into the wrestling business. And I get it. A lot of people think that backyard wrestling is fun, it's cool, it's excellent, it's all a good time, but you know what? There's some real dangerous shit that could come out of that. You know, you can watch a lot of these backyard wrestling videos, and in fact, I actually looked up a couple before I went on the show just to see what people are doing today and what other things are going today around the world. Back in the day when backyard wrestling was around, the only way you could see other people's stuff was on tapes. That's the VHS tapes, for those who don't know what they are. There was no YouTube or Facebook or anything like that. In fact, if you wanted to have a website, you had to pay a lot of money to get a website. You know, B4W, we paid a lot of money to get on a website, and also we got a little bit of luck. We actually started on public access television. Public access television is pretty much for those people who can't afford to get on real television, but go with an idea to a studio, a local house studio, Verizon, Comcast, all that cool stuff. And they pretty much talk about, they try to advertise and try to get their show on the air. And that's pretty much what you had to do if you wanted to get exposed. There was really no other way other than telling people at school or anything like that to tell people about your wrestling organization. We got pretty lucky that at the time, that's what everybody had, a hot box. Hot boxes are pretty cool back in the day. Remember that? Hot boxes? You don't remember the hot box? I'm talking to my girlfriend in the room here. Hot boxes is when you could watch pay-per-view for absolutely free. You could actually just go change the channel with a remote control and watch and look at any pay-per-view you wanted or any channel you wanted with a hot box. I miss the hot boxes. You can get away with anything with a hot box. You know, I miss those. So if anything, if you want to go back in time, you can watch any WWE or WCW pay-per-view. If you used a hot box, you were the shit back then, because that was pretty fun to have. And then, of course, everything changed with cable and internet, especially the internet. That kind of changed everything, kind of fucked everything up with the hot box. But you know what? It was fun anyway with the hot box. So anyway, today, it's pretty damn easy to get yourself exposed. I mean, now you can go on YouTube. You can put any videos you want up there. Cameras are pretty affordable. You can use an iPhone, which, by the way, is the best phone on the planet. I'm not saying that because I work for Apple. I'm just saying that because it is the best phone on the planet. You can get your Samsungs, or whatever they are. You can get a GoPro camera, which are pretty popular with skateboarders and, you know, stuff like that. Get your own stuff and go out there and shoot. Editing programs usually come on computers now, and you can put together a pretty cool show. 10 years ago when we started, there was absolutely no way you could do that. We had to go, in fact, the owner, Ryan, had to go to a studio, actually do what we call linear editing, which means you had no computers involved, and you had to cut all that stuff up yourself, which was really, really tough. Today, you kids, you guys got pretty lucky that you guys can do that. Backyard wrestling is pretty easy to do, and now with the exposure, I'm actually looking up right now, there's an organization called ESW in Texas that are using no net, no protection, nothing like that, and they're actually just throwing each other on glass, chairs. They have like these, those, what are those tubes called? Those big light tubes, what are they called? I don't know what they're called, like the long tubes that they have that you put in the ceiling. What is it? PVC pipe, we'll go with that. It's a PVC pipe today. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. But those things are freaking, like, crazy. When they break, they shatter to make it look good for television. But, man, they're the most dangerous things I've ever seen. Imagine that going right into your eye. Imagine one of those pieces of glass. You nail them on the head, and it goes right into your eyeball. Yeah, you're squirming, right? Ain't safe. So I wanted to give some good advice, bad advice on what you should do, what you should not do. And you know what? You can get 70,000 views, man. That's great and all. You know, but, man, it's pretty crazy stuff that some of these people are doing today. And we kind of did it in a way that was totally different than most people would. Because the first thing when they think of B4W as a backyard federation is that we use some weapons. Well, quite the different. Actually, we kind of didn't really use any weapons. We did have a hardcore division, but it wasn't that great. It wasn't that phenomenal. But we had some great characters that came through it. In fact, if you look at B4W.com, we had a hardcore division recently, and I was part of that hardcore division. And I just have to say, instead of it being hardcore wrestling, we ended up doing something a little bit simpler. We just did funny gimmicks and funny characters and using, like, I went shopping. I found the biggest, baddest bug. What was it called? Like a what? Like a fist. We found, like, this black fist. Now, the whole idea of the black fist was to hold a beer, because it was from Coors Light. But for some odd reason, it had a finger sticking out of it, like pointing at somebody. So I used that part of the match. It actually broke off. It was awesome. And then we had a fly swatter, which was the biggest fly swatter I've ever seen in my life. And I was smacking and whacking Jason Genesis right on the head and the body. It was pretty cool. So we tried to make it more of a comedy environment instead of trying to do it hardcore with chairs and all that. But, man, some of these kids, they're doing some crazy stuff with tables and set up their own stuff. It's just really dangerous stuff. So I'm going to here to give some advice on how you should make a backyard federation. What should you do, what you should not do? First thing is build yourself a ring. Don't do it on the ground. Do it on a trampoline if you have to, but just don't do it on the ground. If you want to be a pro wrestler and you want to try to take bumps on the ground and everything, that's all great, but you're really not going to protect yourself. It hurts like hell. I would recommend you just don't do that. Build yourself a ring. Get some hose, wrap it around some wood, dig some wood right into the ground of a backyard, and just put together some mats, and that way you can at least be safe with it. We actually used a ladder on one of the corners. Three of the corners were missing ladders. There was no way to climb them. But we had one special corner where the ladder was tied right down to the ring, and we were able to climb it and use it, and it was pretty damn cool. If you have to use ladders, why not put ladders around the ring? They're not too bad. You can just go on your garage sale and buy them. They're pretty cool. Girlfriend's dropping stuff all over the ground. So moving forward, make sure you build yourself a ring. Second of all, get yourself some good filming equipment. Get a person who knows how to do their filming. Film some cool stuff. And make sure you have a good editing program. Kind of like what you do on an Apple. Apple is the number one brand in America, by the way. So make sure you get an Apple. That stuff's pretty cool. Next thing you want to do, you want to get some people. Because guess what? In pro wrestling, you can't have a pro wrestling organization without people. That's just a fact. You can't do it with anything, not with a bunch of dogs, not with cats or fish. You need people. So make sure you get at least a good 5 to 10 committed people who will be there every week and not be like smoking crack or something like and skipping out and not doing it. Make sure you're there and make sure you just enjoy it with the friends that you have. You got to get your friends involved and you got to make sure they're there every week. It'd be pretty cool or pretty crappy actually if no one showed up. Then what the fuck are you going to do?
Nothing, right?
Got nothing you could do to help you out, right?
Right.
So, make sure you get some people, you get cameras, you get a ring, and a parent that will let you do all that shit, because there's no way that my parents are going to let me build a ring in the backyard. I even tried. They didn't want to do it, though. You want to know why?
Because
they're parents. That's right. Because they're parents, and they just don't want their kids building a ring in a yard that you don't pay for. Right? Move out on your own and do a ring. Now, we got very lucky again because B4W gets very lucky to have the privilege of having a ring that was built in the backyard, in the ground, and the parents allowed it. That's pretty cool. That's cool parents, and that's Rico DMS parents, by the way, who's part of B4W, who let us do that for many years, and that was fun. Doesn't happen too often, but you know what? You got to give it a shot. you got to put some money into the Backyard Federation. Try to do something with it. Try to make it look cool. Try to make it look fun. Build an entrance way. You could really make it look pretty nice. In fact, if you go look on Brooklyn4.com, you can see some of our older episodes. They're pretty cool. You can see some of the ring that we built, and we did transform it over the years. And it looks really fun, so definitely check it out. Uh-oh, logged out of Facebook. I hate when that shit happens. Okay, so back into Facebook. So coming up this weekend is B4W. It's something for the last 12 years of my life that I have been a part of. I've gone in and out. We've had times where we stopped and we started. It's been a pretty amazing ride, and it all comes to an end this week. And I've had time for the last couple of days to reflect on what has been going on with B4W and how I've been feeling. And it really sucks that this is going to be the end of the pro wrestling life. It's kind of like I've grown up watching pro wrestling. I've grown up always wanted to be a pro wrestler. And in 2002, I got the opportunity to be a part of B4W, Brooklyn 4 Wrestling. And you don't get that too often. It's very hard to become a pro wrestler. It's hard to achieve the dream. And you might not even get noticed. The public access television back in the day, everybody knew who B4W was. In fact, I'll be honest, I wasn't the most popular kid in the world back in high school. You know that? I told you many times. That wasn't too popular in high school. I know. I'm still loved, but still, back in the day, I just was not popular to anybody. And B4W changed that. People would come up to me all the time saying they loved the show. I was getting more attention from the show. It was pretty cool. For the first time, it actually felt pretty cool to be doing pro wrestling, and actually felt pretty cool in high school because you're talking to a guy who did Boy Scouts, Junior ROTC, and the most least athletic sport in the world. It's called bowling. Okay? I did every nerdy thing you could possibly think of to make myself probably voted least most popular kid in the yearbook. But B4W really helped and got me around to everything I was doing in high school, and it was pretty cool. And we ended it one summer with a live show in the backyard, believe it or not. We actually were able to convince people to come spend their day for 2 hours in the heat in July 13th of 2003, and come into the backyard and actually watch us wrestle for totally free. And this was family and dedication from a lot of different people. My father came, my girlfriend at the time came with her father, and it was pretty nice to see the support. And that was a hell of a time, a hell of a day. And even though we've grown up since then and now going to where we are today, we are 10 years now from that day when we had that show, and it's all coming to an end. And it's hard because I've always wanted to be a pro wrestler, and I got to achieve my dream. I got to do a lot of cool pro stuff. I got to work with the likes of Steve Corino, be a part of shows that were featuring Jake Roberts, you know, part of the Four Horsemen. You know, these are things and experiences that I have taken and soaked it all up in the last week and really, really realize that this is coming to an end, and I might even get a little emotional in the ring because this will be it. I got a tournament match against the Beast, hopefully with your support and my pro wrestling skills, I'm able to beat the Beast and move on to the next round and try to win a title that I have never won. And to be honest, I've always been a tag wrestler or a hardcore champion wrestler, but I've never reached that pinnacle beyond that middle line of B4W. I've always been teetering on it, but never above it. And this is my opportunity. And I'm really looking forward to the show, and I'm preparing a lot of big things. For those who don't know, I do a lot of video editing. In fact, I've helped a lot of the PWP stuff. And it's been pretty cool to build these videos and watching over 12 years of footage here on my hard drive and trying to put it together and trying to make something pretty cool for the show. And let the world know what we did, because a lot of people are going to show up here and may not know what we did. Jay Leto, who runs PWP, has never really watched any of the B4W stuff, and I'm sure that he's going to get his opportunity to be a part of it, and I hope that he enjoys the show. I hope everybody does, and I think it's going to be a wonderful experience for those people who are truly interested in learning how a backyard federation could turn pro. And it's something that you can achieve and you can do with a lot of dedication, a lot of heart, and a lot of money. Let's face it, you need to get some money for this. But we have our own custom belts. These are not belts that are, you know, WWE belts that they use. In fact, that's something that is so annoying, that when you become a champion of a federation and you have to carry around a belt that says WWE World Champion on it, and it doesn't even have your federation on it, that's so annoying to watch. And I get it every time I go to an independent show and they don't have their own custom titles. Is annoying, because we're a backyard federation that used to have tape. We used to use electric tape, put it on cardboard, and make really cool designs. That was our belts back in 2003. You think I'm laughing? That's how we did it. But you know what? They were customized belts. They weren't WWE replicas. We used the real stuff. And in 2006, we got our first real heavyweight world title, customized. And God bless Ryan. I don't even want to know how much money he put into those belts, but they were expensive belts. They had to be over $500-$600. In fact, for my wedding, whenever I have my wedding, I totally plan on having a custom-made title of me and the future Mrs. TLD to have our names on a belt. It would look so cool, but at least I'm customizing. I'm willing to put the money into it. And we put a lot of money into it. I would say we, I mean Ryan, put a lot of money into it to make this thing look pretty cool. He spent money on the rings. And, of course, we helped out in a way to help that happen. But, you know, there's no way we compare to what he did. And it looks cool. The titles look great. If you get a chance to see them, they're super neat. They're customized. You know, I truly wish I could have one of them, especially the tag team titles. They were my favorite titles I had as a tag team. And I wish I could always say that I could hold on to one of those and keep it forever. You know, but, you know, Brian's got to make his money back. And he's put too much time and effort into it for him just to give it away. And hopefully I just hope he just keeps him, you know, after the show. You know, and we have great matches, great wrestlers on the show, GPS, The Slug, TJ Money, Rico, a lot of guys who have been a part of B4W for years, The Beast, Hellspawn, you know, a lot of new guys this year with L.A. Vin and Xavier Exodus and all these guys, Choo-Choo Travis Lee. It's been an amazing road. And I'm going to leave you guys on this note. Backyard wrestling is freaking dangerous as hell. Try to do anything you can to get away from it. It's not fun. I mean, it could look fun. It could look dangerous. You know, they came out with those volumes that showed all the cool backyard wrestling stuff, and I would recommend that you try it the way we did it. Try to follow and see our footsteps and try to do something like us but different. Try to make it unique and try to make it fun and, you know, try to be very creative with what you do and how you shoot it, how you edit it. Try to do what you can and make it successful. And hopefully that when we make our documentary, which is planning on coming out pretty soon in the next year, we're going to build a whole documentary on B4W, and we're going to try to get your support on it and try to see if people will want to watch it and see the true full history of it. We hope you enjoy it. And I'm really looking forward to this Saturday. It's 7 p.m. It's at Lagan Baseball in Morganville, New Jersey. It's $10 a ticket. And I hope that everyone comes out and supports us. And, you know, it's been a pretty cool journey. And I hope that even though the TLD pro wrestling is ending, that I'll still be here on this show talking about pro wrestling, including what's going to be coming up this Sunday, which is Money in the Bank. Me and Jay are going to be at the show. Hopefully we'll have a post-show of it. And I hope you guys join us. And hopefully that in the future I'll come up with better shit for the show, because obviously I didn't do too well on this one. But anyway, I'm going to end the show a little bit early, but we're going to end it in style. We've got to have the TLD theme going on. So ladies and gentlemen, My name is TLV. I'm at TLV Wrestling. Hope you enjoy it. Make sure you go to ProWrestlingPowerhouse.com. Check out all the great articles that we do. Stay tuned here on Blog Talk Radio for all the great shows. And hear us on iTunes. I'm going to leave you with a little TLD theme. Take care, everybody.
It's TLD.
Yeah. Four-time tag team champion. I'm curvy. I'm cute. I'm a champion.
It's phenomenal what I do. You get to lay on TLD.
Why everything, Dennis? I'm TLD.